Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My guest today is a very special guest. Can you tell me your name, please?
I am Emma Gao from Silver Heights in China and the Ningxia region.
Just explain whereabouts in China that is then.
It's in the north central of China, close to the Mongolia interior, between Gansu and the Shaanxi.
And they're both rivers, I guess, yeah?
Yes, it's quite north, yeah.
Okay, so your winery is called Silver Heights. Can you describe Silver Heights, the vineyards, and also the wines that you produce?
Yeah, Silver Heights, because we are on the altitude. It's a special, unique terroir of our region, our city called Silver Valley. So Yinchuan, that's why it's a silver. It's also because winter is snow, and summer is a sunlight, a lot of sunlight. Then heights, we are on a high altitude above 1,200 meters. This makes the sunlight intensity and the radiation stronger. Then heights, also because our family name is Heights, Gao, Emma Gao. It's a family story. It's also the unique evolution of Ningxia and the dramatic generational change in China. A decade ago, my father had a vision to explore viticulture here in our region. He found the best land for high-caliber viticulture. He sent me to the university to St. Petersburg, then for oenology degree in Bordeaux, where I could study the best winemaking practices through France. Returning back to home, our mission was to create the world-class artisanal wine that shows the potential of our terroir. Then we started 2007. So we do with our virgin land, farming organically, then eventually incorporate biodynamic practices to nurture the ecosystem and the vitality of our wines. We also respect our traditional 124 solar terms, trying to balance yin and yang, also as the season changes.
So let me ask you another question. You're making all this wine. Where do you sell the wine? Is it mainly in the Chinese market or for export?
Our first market is, of course, China, but we are now distributed in several important markets, such as London, Sweden, Denmark, Canada, France, Australia, Singapore, Japan, and Korea. We're looking for Russia and Germany for this year, but due to COVID-19 and the global concern to health and the economy, we will probably need to postpone until 21. For Italy, we're going to work with Jacopo Pandolfini, Italian seller, and this one should be available by the end of this year.
So next question, how are companies such as yours driving the winemaking industry in China?
I feel proud and honorable that people appreciate what we're doing. It's very rewarding when the wine critics taste through a collection of our wine. Then they can understand the quality, they can taste the purity. Wine is created from nature and you cannot cheat the process. It starts from the vineyard, and less chemical things, natural yeast, then low intervention, low sulfur, no filtration. I'm passionate what I'm doing, and I strive to make wine more elegant, balanced, and emotion. Yeah, I cannot say if we are driving the industry. It is heartening that if our effort can help other Chinese winery focus on quality and natural wine method.
What are the characteristics of Ningxia province and how has the Ningxia region developed into a wine producing area?
Ningxia is fortunate to have the right terroir for viticulture. It's a unique climate variation of the soil, high altitude, as I mentioned. Then Ningxia is an agricultural area for decades and it was experimenting with viticulture since the 80s, but we are proud to be a part of the modern wine movement in China and to help to get our region knowledgeable in the World Atlas of Wine to be a serious appellation for quality wine.
So you mentioned your studies in Bordeaux. Is it correct to say that Ningxia has been influenced by French winemaking styles?
Oh, Ningxia has its own terroir, has its own culture, and its own ecological diversity. I believe that good wine convey emotion and can tell a story about time and place. For sure, traditional French method, I trained there, so we do Bordeaux blend. Then we try now with some other varieties, Malbec, Marcellin, Cornache, Syrah, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir. So we're trying to figure out what is the best suitable for our region.
Do you think Italian grape varieties will ever play a role in Chinese wine production?
Yeah, we've seen success with our Italian Riesling wines, which goes into the last Warrior's White. This one is poured by glass and higher hotels throughout China. Then in China, I noticed that here's many winery has also planted Moscato. Lately, I'm following the process of my Sangiovese planting, where we are not sure yet, but hopefully the dry, sunny environment of Ningxia is comparable to its home in Toscana.
Excellent. Do you have any thoughts about Italian food and Chinese wine pairings?
I have Italian friends that love to pair our Chardonnay Reserve with Bagala alla Vicentina. Others love to pair our MS Reserve with Osso Poco. Honestly, I love to pair the Summit with your amazing cheese risotto.
Okay, so when you were studying enology in France, just give us a story from that time.
Yes, I was fortunate to have training in Bordeaux, where you have to learn rigorous theory and technical skills. I was able to be intern and prestigious chateau, such as Chateau Calon-Ségur, Chateau Lafon-Rocher. But honestly, I'm more recently captivated by Italian wines, the diversity of style, diversity of grape varieties. I'm excited to follow the VIA training to expand my understanding of the beauty and culture of Italy.
We have something in common. I studied in Bordeaux just like you, and I've ended up in Italy just like you. So we have a lot in common. Okay. So next question. Before Silver Heights, you worked in the city for a wine importer. Is that correct?
Yes, Torres. I've been working for Torres Shanghai for 2 years.
And, yes. What were you doing there? Were you selling wine, or what was your role?
I was a training manager. So Torres is an amazing family, but also a leading international wine brand with global operations. My boss, Alberto, who pursued me to continue to make my wine, so he fired me.
In the best sense.
Yes, because I'm not a good selling sales. Then he tasted my wine. He explained the potential quality he felt. Tasted my family wines. Thanks Torres, they help us to develop lasting sales channels in top hotel and restaurant groups in China. I remember how the GM, Damien Xu, personally carried our wines to US for sharing with Robert Parker to get his tasting note, and also to London share with Genesis Robinson for her feedback. We grew up like that over the years, and we're very grateful for their support.
So you've changed from a sort of urban city life to a rural life. How do they compare?
So I grew up here in my region, Yinchuan, a small provincial city along the majestic Yellow River with the dramatic Henan Mountain. It's both lake and sand area. I appreciate nature and I respect for the balance. I also maintain my health through the cultivating my Tai Chi practice. I'm proud of my root here. I enjoy the food landscape, though. But I'm able to spend time also works in cities like Shanghai for promotion. I also had already fell in love with winemaking and the range of life work it afford. Making wine allow you to be connected with nature, in touch with the seasons, but it also requires being able to travel and present your wine professionally in sophisticated circles. I enjoy being an ambassador for my family and our wines, and meet good people around the world.
Okay, well, talking of people, obviously you're very into your Italian wine, and you're currently pursuing the Vinitaly International Academy study program. How has that training helped you in your business?
Wow, I love Italy. Italy have a beautiful way of storytelling, and for passionate to share the poetry of their regions, their good food and wine. It's very useful for our inspiration. Italy has an ancient history root, such regional variation in culture, such a wide range of sophisticated artisanal wines and food. We learned from VIA training. It's very difficult to have the exams because so rich culture here. The academy helped me have a stronger understanding of this complicated but beautiful country. I'm very grateful for Stevie Kim and all the supporting organization for this.
Okay. Well, we want to say thank you to you today for speaking to us, Emma, and telling
thank
us a little
you.
Bit about Silver Heights Winery and all things Chinese, and also your love, which clearly comes through for Italian wine. And hopefully I can come and visit you one day on a personal note.
Yes,
and
please.
We can talk a bit about biodynamics, and we can see what we can do.
Yes, Monday. Yeah, Master Monday. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's been a wonderful interview. It's been lovely talking to you. Thank you.
Me too. Thank you. Bye. Honorable.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.